Julia Gillard's fiery, passionate speech in federal parliament on the 8th of October 2012 received attention worldwide and struck a chord with many women who had dealt with bullying and were victims of discrimination. It also launched the word misogyny into a wider cross-section of society's subconscious, so much so that Macquarie Dictionary felt the need to change the definition of the word. The speech triggered debate over current affirmative action policy in Australia and whether it needs to be revisited. Recently in The Guardian, columnist Peter Salmon suggested respect for feminism is more alive among Australians than their British counterparts, an argument that Dr. Laura J. Shepherd, Associate Professor of International Relations at the University of New South Wales, who has lived in the UK, says is too simplistic. She is sceptical of the idea that every woman's idea of feminism is the same across an entire country, especially in the country Salmon refers to, Australia and the UK.
I found that the arguments he was putting forward were really problematic. For a start, I'm not convinced it's meaningful to talk about feminism in Australia or the UK. I think that these categories are just too broad. I think in the UK there's a vast difference between whether you're talking about metropolitan London or a small village in North Wales, and the same is true in Australia. Whether you're in Sydney or in Alice Springs, I think it makes a significant difference. My main concern with the arguments that Peter Salmon put forward was the dangers of the headline that he used, really. The idea that feminism is more advanced in Australia than in Britain, I think, is just completely unfounded and also really problematic, given the existence of quite severe gender inequalities and gender discrimination that still occur in Australia and in Britain.
Associate Professor Shepherd found that the headline Peter Salmon used, "Feminism is more advanced in Australia than in Britain," is dangerous, unfounded, and problematic. Professor Shepherd says Salmon's article suggests women had to be as strong as men because Australia is a colonialist, settler society. She argues that many women in other parts of the world also had to be as strong, and the gender roles of men and women haven't been so clearly defined throughout the world's history.
The arguments that Salmon put forward really rest upon sort of very conventional ideas about gender roles. If women are strong and play a strong role in society, then that means that there is gender equality and a lack of gender discrimination. And he makes, to me, what is a very spurious point about the fact that Australia is a settler colonial society, and this means that, quote, women have had to be strong and men have needed them to be so. I think that those are two actually quite unrelated issues. They assume that in other societies, women haven't needed to be strong and men haven't needed them to be so. This is manifestly not the case. And I also think that we can see, for example, if you look at Britain in World War One and Two, and the same was true for America and much of continental Europe. When men went off to fight in wars, women went off to factories to make munitions. That didn't mean that there was a radical reorientation of gender roles at the time. It just meant that it was expedient and necessary for societies to shift their expectations around gender roles at that time. I just don't think it's acceptable to do as Salmon has done and say this means that gender roles fundamentally are different in Australia than they are in the UK. I don't think that that's sustainable. I mean, obviously, being a recent immigrant to Australia from the UK myself, I have fairly strong views about this based on my own experience. But I thought that the basic misunderstanding of gender theory that underpins his analysis is really quite problematic.
Arguably, much of the discussion on feminism and women dealing with misogynist males would not be taking place if it weren't for Julia Gillard's speech. Many women agreed with her point of view, while many men, as Sam De Brito, columnist for the Sydney Morning Herald, pointed out, thought the speech was good but felt uncomfortable and had a problem with it. The reader comments after De Brito's column demonstrate that many Australian men may still be unable to show respect to women.
The comment section on Sam's article demonstrated counter-evidence to Peter Salmon's claim that most Australians approved of Julia Gillard's speech. I mean, I can look at the comments now and note that, you know, within the first column, you've got anonymous commentators suggesting that, quote, Gillard behaves and speaks with such a lack of decorum, finesse and grace. She's done more harm to women in this country than any male politician, end quote. And the gendered ideals and expectations around appropriate femininity wrapped up in comments like that really demonstrate to me that many Australians have as much work to do in terms of supporting gender equality as many Britons do